This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following days of attacks from other Democratic candidates who've accused him of trying to buy the presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg's huge ad spending seems to be working. A national poll out today from PBS and Marist College shows him in second place. Bernie Sanders with 31% support, Bloomberg with 19%. Joe Biden's third with 15%. Bloomberg's position means he qualifies for tomorrow's debate in Nevada. NASCAR team owner Joe Gibbs apologizing for his winning team's celebration after Denny Hamlin won the Daytona 500 last night. Gibbs said the team quickly stopped the victory lane celebration when they learned how serious Ryan Newman's last lap crash was.
In a shower of sparks on his roof.
That is heard on Fox. Miraculously, they say Newman does not have life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
A New York City jury set today to begin deliberations in the rape trial of former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. Attorney Gloria Allred represents one of the witnesses and says whatever happens in this case, Weinstein faces more charges.
This is not going to be the end for Mr. Weinstein because the L.A. prosecutors will proceed with their criminal case.
Hundreds of people in Jackson, Mississippi, still out of their homes because of flooding, the Pearl River cresting higher than it has in nearly 40 years. And after a week of heavy rain, more is on the way in the next few days. The Boy Scouts of America filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy overnight as the organization faces hundreds of lawsuits from men who say that scout leaders sexually abused them when they were boys. The scouts have been looking into the possibility of bankruptcy for over a year. The legal exposure has ramped up, though, since a number of states changed their laws to give sexual abuse victims more time to sue their abusers. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Stocks sliding on Wall Street so far this morning as Apple has taken a hit from the coronavirus, saying it's going to affect its revenue, especially because sales are down in China. At the opening bell, all three major averages were trading lower. Massive job cuts are coming to HSBC because of its sinking profits. About 35,000 jobs are to be slashed over the next 3 years. A third of the bank's branches in the United States are also going to be closed. The fight over Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation could end up in court. President Trump ripping the probe in multiple tweets today, ending with him hinting at a possible lawsuit. He said he would be, quote, suing everyone all over the place if he wasn't currently president, but then added in all caps, maybe I still will. And the San Francisco Giants say a former player is not invited to a reunion of the 2010 World Series winning team because of his controversial tweets. First baseman Aubrey Huff tweeting a photo of his sons at a gun range. The caption, he said he was training them up in case Bernie Sanders defeats President Trump in November. In another tweet, Huff wrote that he was off to Iran to kidnap about 10 women so he could bring them back to fan us and feed us grapes. Huff said he was never threatening anyone's life. He never would do so. And he says the post about Iran was obviously a joke. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Great to have you along with us. Continuing the ride here in our third and final hour today, Dr. George Frog is going to be joining us. We're going to talk the I word. And I know you went to impeachment, didn't you? No, we're going to talk immigration is what we're going to talk about. Because this has been bantied about. It has gotten gray unnecessarily. And it makes you wonder. What are the tensions really that we're dealing with that it should be a solvable problem when you get reasonable people in the room, including would-be immigrants? And you say, okay, what would be the ideal here? You know, each year over a million people immigrate to America. While illegal immigration is hotly debated, serious gaps in our legal immigration policies are hurting America. And as a former United States diplomat, an immigrant to America himself, Dr. Farag knows this firsthand from which he speaks, having lived on both sides of the immigration process. He brings clarity to issues surrounding immigration that the American people should know about. Dr. George Farag, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be talking to you and to your audience.
Well, your book, Pro-American Immigration, a book, it was like you were commanded just out of conscience to write, were you not?
I was. I became frustrated with the polarized dialogue that we're hearing, and I thought to myself, instead of just, you know, keeping this frustration inside, let me use that and put out some information to the American people that may be of value to them to make decisions, to make good decisions.
What do people know about pro-American immigration that is getting lost in translation because of all the fussing and fighting?
Well, what I'm trying to do in the book is I'm trying to describe to Americans how immigrants come to America. I use the story of my family as an example of how folks immigrate to America legally. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, I highlight five gaps in our immigration policy, one of which is actually being addressed on Friday. Mm-hmm. So I talk about the travel ban in the book. And on Friday, the expanded travel ban is going to be implemented. And this is, you know, this is an area where I find there's a lot of frustration. The travel ban is being described as absent of any clear policy goals beyond racism and bigotry. But in honesty, I don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. I find that the guise of racism and bigotry obscures a really complex reality, that travel bans are diplomatic tools, and they're used by governments all over the world to achieve political and security objectives. Let me give you some examples. They're used by governments all over the world, meaning Saudi Arabia, for example, had a travel ban on the Qataris. Pakistan had a travel ban on Indians. The Turks had a travel ban on Americans when there was political tensions. And when we use that reference to look at our own travel ban, we find that it's a diplomatic tool. And I say that because different travel bans are being used to in different contexts in different countries. Again, let me give you some examples. In Syria, for example, it's not a secret that the American relationship with Syria has been very, you know, has been really bad for, you know, over the past decade. We've had crippling sanctions used in Syria as one tool for that relationship. In addition to that, civil war and insurgency, including ISIS, have really destroyed the security infrastructure in Syria. So, in essence, it's impossible for there to be a real relationship of information and security exchange between the United States and Syria. So it makes sense that there would be a full travel ban there. Mm-hmm. Now let's look at the relationship with Iran as well. We've had a very tense relationship with Iran for, you know, the past four decades. Some of the tools being used with Iran are sanctions. The president pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. He also pulled out of the 1995 amity agreement, which, you know, survived the kidnapping crisis, survived bombings of an embassy and the Marine barracks back in the 80s. But the president pulled out of that. In addition, another tool is military might. There was a strike against an Iranian general, and they killed Soleimani. Mm-hmm. So these are some tools that were used. Now, when we look at the travel ban, the president has, in spite of the relationship, has left the door open to create a new deal with Iran. He said it on many occasions. So it's not a coincidence, at least in my mind, that the travel ban leaves the door open for students in Iran to also get visas.
Exactly.
I'm going to get one more example to make this point, which is Nigeria, because Nigeria is going to be among the six countries that will be implemented on Friday. And, you know, the discourse is that this is simply a racist decision. It's being used to keep America whiter. But let's look at what the travel ban looks like in Nigeria. Nigeria is one of our major trade partners in Africa. It's not a coincidence that the United States has issued a travel ban in Nigeria that focuses on immigrant visas. So let's put that in context. In 2018, there were about 152,000 visas issued in Nigeria. Of those, 8,000, or only 5%, were immigrant visas. So in essence, what's happening? There is 5% of the population that's being banned from travel to the United States. And I believe the reason for that is our problem with Boko Haram.
Mm-hmm.
Boko Haram,
exactly.
An Islamic group in Nigeria, has been an American policy issue for years. So instead of just using hashtags, instead of just using words, the president has used this travel ban as a tool to tell the Nigerian government more needs to be done on Boko Haram without banning all Nigerians, because we still have, you know, a strong relationship with that country. So when you look at it in that context, at least in my eyes, I find it that it's being used as a diplomatic tool rather than simply a method of demonstrating racism, bigotry, or just trying to tear families apart.
This reconnects us with common sense, doesn't it, Dr. Farag? I mean, you have danger. What the country was critical with the former president was that he seemed to be rather laissez-faire and not so concerned about America's security. This president is the exact antithesis of the previous regime, and so this is so shocking to the sensitivities, particularly of the Democrats, because they've turned everything into politics, and now it's got to be a race deal, right?
I think that common sense is really being strangled in the current political climate that we're living. Everything is just so polarized, but it's important to look at the details. The security of the United States is the president's number one job.
Yes.
That's it. I mean, everything else is secondary to that. I know that because as a consular officer in the embassies that I served, the protection of American citizens abroad was our number one job.
Yes.
So you cannot fault the president for really using all the resources at his disposal, including a travel ban, to try and implement what he feels are policies that are going to help keep security for the American people.
We've got to go to break. We're talking with Dr. George Farag on his new book, Pro-American Immigration. More after this.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I'll tell you, it's not going to be easy. There's a lot of hard work ahead, ladies and gentlemen, because it's been ignored for a long time. The powers to be have done everything they can to all but destroy our U.S. Constitution. To lead us to believe that this isn't a government of for by we the people, but it's a government of for by the elites. And their antithetical motives clearly are there. They are self-serving, and especially when it comes to immigration. What has happened is the purposes of immigration for the good of all Americans in this great country of ours have been subordinated to their desires. And I'm calling out the Democrats. I'm calling out those politicians who have utilized this whole debate of immigration. And they've obliterated the rule of law to such a degree so that they could, as Lindsey Graham pointed out in the Kavanaugh hearings, if you remember so clearly, it's all about power for them. It's not about America and America's continued greatness or safety. Dr. George Farag continues with us. He's a former U.S. diplomat and counsel who immigrated to America after the attacks of 9/11. He joined the diplomatic corps to serve our country. In that role, he decided on thousands of visa applications from people seeking to come to America. He was on the Consular Affairs Crisis Response Team that evacuated some 15,000 Americans during the 2006 Lebanon War and was among the first U.S. diplomats to enter Iraq during Operation Iraqi Freedom. So clearly, by experience on all levels, Dr. Farag knows from whence he talks. And he is given, you know, a lot of credibility because also of his sincerity of trying to solve the problem with some common sense, as we mentioned earlier. Dr. Farag's new book, by the way, I will tell you, is titled Pro-American Immigration, Common Ground in Our Immigration Strategy, and that's what we're talking about. Dr. Farag, this Friday, this key decision is coming up. What do you anticipate will happen here?
Well, at this point, the travel ban will be implemented. Mm-hmm. It's the first travel ban went through the courts, and it was the courts found it to be legal. So there's really no indication that the travel ban will not or will face another court decision. So I think that on Friday it will be implemented as scheduled. But on Monday is another significant date, and that's when the new public charge rule will take effect. And again, the public charge rule has been hotly contested. It's been through the circuit courts. And finally, there was a decision to implement that as well. But the public charge rule has been described as weaponized, vicious, and separating families. And I just want to explain what public charge means is that when an immigrant is intending to come to America, they have to agree that they will not be a public charge, or they will not depend on government assistance or the U.S. taxpayer assistance for survival in America.
Exactly.
So what the rule is doing, what the rule that's going to be implemented on Monday, is really just strengthening and showing consistency with the law that already exists. The dependency on oneself has been the rule of the land for a century. Mm. And what this rule is doing is just putting more meat on that, putting more details, crossing the T's, dotting the I's on what that means. What I found interesting is that over the weekend, on Friday actually, Representative Meng out of New York introduced a no public charge deportation act. And what she's asking for is to remove the public charge as grounds for deportation of immigrants in America, which is basically saying if you immigrate to America and you use public assistance, that will not be a grounds for you to be deported.
Be deported, right. Mm-hmm.
That is problematic for me because what happens is that, and my family went through this,
yes,
for folks who want to immigrate to America, before, as you go through the process, you are signing a contract. Your sponsor, your financial sponsor, is signing a contract that says they will be financially responsible for the immigrant that's coming to America. That is a contract. So, in essence, what the representative is saying is that, I can, for example, sign a lease for an apartment, not pay the rent, and I can't be evicted. And, right. And that's problematic. If a contract is being signed, it needs to be honored. But I hope that the administration is listening, because if the representative wants to remove public charge as a requirement, then I think that's an opening for what Trump is asking for, which is merit-based immigration.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're not going to have public charge for family-based immigrants, then perhaps we should be moving more towards merit-based immigration. So, you know, I think that for the administration, there's a small opening there that they can, you know, use as a platform to move forward with their hope for merit-based immigration.
Well, why do we have to have separate issues on that? Why can't we have both?
That's a great question, and quite frankly, it's something that I address in the book. There is a visa category called the diversity visa. It's more popularly referred to as the visa lottery. And what this does, it allows folks from underrepresented immigrant communities in the U.S. to apply for literally a lottery. And if your number is selected, you win a green card. Exactly. The requirements to apply is that you have to have a high school diploma or 2 years of work experience in a field that the government requires. Mm-hmm. What I say is, okay, let's keep that opportunity. The beauty of America is that it's a dream. Mm-hmm. You know, for folks who live in America, I don't think they realize how much the American dream means to many people all over the world.
Yeah, we're still that light. We're still that light on a hill, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that diversity visa is actually a means for people to realize that dream. So my argument is, let's keep the diversity visa. Let's keep that program. But why not make it a meritized diversity program? Mm-hmm. Which means if the United States decides that we need IT engineers, we need farmers, we need truck drivers, whatever we think the economy requires to continue its growth, mm-hmm. let's specify that.
Yeah, by the way, we have 7 million jobs waiting for people to fill, right?
Absolutely. So the opportunities exist. So why not find a common ground? You know, the administration wants to meritize immigration. It's currently based on family, primarily on family ties. Why can't we do both? Exactly what you were saying before. And this, my recommendation is, let's start with a diversity visa. Let's make that a merit-based program to just begin that process of bringing more merit into our immigrant process.
Getting rid of the public charge rule, I think, is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this opens the gate and substantiates. I mean, you've got people on the left that already want to argue there's no such thing as illegal immigration. Well, if you break the law, you're illegal. I mean, what are you doing? You're reinventing or you're rewriting what the rules of law are all about. And the other thing that I bring to question here, Dr. Farag, is it almost seems like you say, we want to add a punctuation on this idea of a public charge rule. Well, and this is the thing that drives me nuts about the Democrats, is we already have laws in place. Let's just, you know, let's just adhere to the existing laws. Why do we have to create a law to say, oh, yeah, we really meant, you know, when we said and executed a public charge, we really meant that you should come here to the country and not be a burden, right?
Bill, you're reading my mind. And in the book, what I'm trying to say is I'm not asking for new laws. I am simply asking for rules that are consistent with our laws.
Well, Dr. Farag, you've got to come back. We got to have you back, and because we got to continue this conversation, because what you are sharing with our audience is nothing that the mainstream media is sharing. And this is you bring you know, to the conversation a very positive and unique insight that needs to be included in this debate. Your book, Pro-American Immigration, available at all the usual places, is going to be linked on our website as well. And speaking of websites, how can they be in touch with you?
They can visit proamericanimmigration.com, and that'll link them to me and everything that they need to know.
Dr. George Farag, right here. I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following days of attacks from other Democratic candidates who've accused him of trying to buy the presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg's huge ad spending seems to be working. A national poll out today from PBS and Marist College shows him in second place. Bernie Sanders with 31% support, Bloomberg with 19%. Joe Biden's third with 15%. Bloomberg's position means he qualifies for tomorrow's debate in Nevada. NASCAR team owner Joe Gibbs apologizing for his winning team's celebration after Denny Hamlin won the Daytona 500 last night. Gibbs said the team quickly stopped the victory lane celebration when they learned how serious Ryan Newman's last lap crash was.
In a shower of sparks on his roof.
That is heard on Fox. Miraculously, they say Newman does not have life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your
believe it. Hey, nobody said it was going to be easy as JFK. I love what JFK had to say about the space program, about, shooting for the stars. Hey, we do it not because it's easy. We do it because it's hard. And this is where we are right now. That look at it. If we're going to save this country, we have got to get on board and understand what it is and the war that we're fighting on. I mean, right now, this is what's going on, particularly with the Democrats. All they can think about is that they need to beat Trump. And this was the big mistake the Republicans made, if you remember. Everything was about beating Obama. It's not. Whatever it is, it still is about the message. This is why Mike Bloomberg, I don't care how much money he spends. I didn't care how much money Hillary Clinton spent. If you don't have the message, then you better have the money. Well, Mike Bloomberg has money, and he's moving the needle in some directions, but also you have to look at the fruit of his investments. I want to bring Bruce Thatcher on here right now. I'm interested to get his insight on this. Bruce, of course, is founder of History Speaks Today, and it does. Are we listening? His project is dedicated to sharing elemental truths learned from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. Bruce, always good to have you with us. I've missed you, and it's good to talk to you. How are you?
Terrific to be back here.
Yes. Well, I was just mentioning about Bloomberg, with all the money he spent, he's attributed for really being the force behind the Democrats in the midterms. He spent a lot of money to oust, Republicans. There was, God only knew. I mean, we're so worried about chasing Russian windmills that we ignored the manipulation and ballot harvesting that was happening within our own country. And don't think that more of the same is not going to take place coming to 2020. But nonetheless, that aside, Michael Bloomberg, with his money, was said to be very instrumental in the wave of Democratic victories in the midterms. But my question is to you, is the fruit of that investment, did it pay dividends to America's advantage or not?
Well, I suppose it depends on which side of the political spectrum you're viewing it from, but I can't see that it paid advantage to Americans. Whether it paid advantage to one political party or another, I suppose, is another question. We're going to find out. It's going to be a great experience because we're going to have more money spent on this political campaign, magnitudes more than has ever been spent before. And I think nobody has any idea how that's going to work out. Maybe he'll be able to buy it all, or maybe he'll just so desensitize listeners and viewers so much that they'll pay absolutely no attention to it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, again, relevant to history, and we can even look at recent history. I mean, here it is. Hillary Clinton spent four or five times more than Donald Trump. She didn't have the message. Had money, didn't have the message. And at the end of the day, I think Donald Trump's smart enough to bring out, and the body politic is also smart enough to figure out that, hey, look, we got this wave, we got the squad, we got AOC, we got all these other members of Congress, and your point's well taken. It depends on what, you know, part of the spectrum you're on, where you say, well, did it pay dividends? But Nancy Pelosi said it. It's not like anybody came to Congress to impeach the president. Well, that was a big lie. Exactly. So they told everybody else, hey, we're moderate, we're there, we're going to talk about infrastructure, we're going to talk about health care, we're going to talk about these things that you're concerned about. This is why I want to be a Congress. This is why I need your vote. I want your vote. And I've already got Michael Bloomberg's money, behind my back and blowing wind up my sail and moving me down the river here. And I'm going to really go in and fight for you. I mean, what? You're going to tell me that people wanted to, I mean, they wanted Trump to be impeached? And you see, this is a thing I think that people are underestimating. And with Mitt Romney, why Mitt Romney really needs to do some soul searching. And even Joe Manchin, because Joe Manchin seems to be one that you talk about being a moderate Democrat and having some reason, is that to oust a duly elected president, to eradicate and nullify 63 million votes for the articles of impeachment that were presented, that were, you know, ill-advised to begin with. They weren't anywhere close to bipartisan that Nancy Pelosi said that it had to be. I mean, this is a joke. I mean, this is like Obamacare all over again. You didn't have bipartisan agreement, and look what happened. Look what Obamacare did to our healthcare system, Bruce.
And indeed, we're talking about the promises made. It's going to cut all costs. It's going to have everybody have healthcare now. That approach to health care is limited to saying we're going to give you insurance, which in my mind is not health care.
Right.
Taking care of the health care system involves a lot more things than insurance, and it's a straw man.
Yes.
The insurance is set up as a straw man, and so we say we'll take care of providing insurance because that's an easier thing to deal with than dealing with will actually improve health care.
Right.
A much different thing. I talk about the same thing, the same kind of thing, in my book Gunmania. When I'm talking about guns are set up as a straw man in this country to argue about and be the source of all kinds of problems and all kinds of people getting killed, and it is that. It's a straw man. It's easier to attack that symbol than it is to really address problems that could be solved if we.
Yeah.
Direct our efforts to that.
Well, if we looked in the mirror, Bruce, it starts there. I mean, our moral degradation is so evident, but we want to blame it on the instrument instead of the Indian, so to speak. You know, we want to blame the arrow instead of the Indian. I'm probably going to get in trouble for that. But you know what I mean here.
I do.
Just that It's the very heart and soul of America. That's what needs to be considered here. Can we look in the mirror? Because when we talk about gun mania in your book, and we're going to get into more about it, it's a new perspective, what we must do to reduce shootings, homicides, and suicides in America. Look at our position on law and order. We've abandoned. I mean, let's open up the borders. Somebody gets arrested for killing somebody. They're an illegal immigrant. Oh, it's okay. Let them out. You know. Oh, we can't. ICE can't come and arrest them while they're at court because we want people to show up for court. And if ICE comes in and gets them for violating something, for breaking the law, well, that's a bad thing. Really? Why is that a bad thing?
But you raise these as symptomatic of a I'll call it a moral breakdown in America. And there's where the problems lie. They don't lie with the specific immigrants who come in. They don't lie with the lack of a wall. They lie with failing to consistently enforce laws, losing respect for law.
Right.
We are supposedly a country that is based upon equal law, and we have more politicians, it seems to me, now saying we should not obey the law than saying we should obey the law. And the result of that is misdirected efforts toward actually improving the well-being of Americans. We refuse to wrestle with the more difficult things, and instead set up, as I refer to them, set up straw men to attack because they're easy to knock down.
Right. Well, and of course, the ultimate straw hand is Donald Trump, who just says, this is goofy. What are you doing here? We're not protecting America. I mean, you think back when it, really kind of came into focus, at least for me, and I think for many Americans, was Kate Steinle. I mean, I still scratch my head over that one, Bruce. But we've been doing Kate Steinle more and again. I mean, people, we don't ever want to have this happen again, really. But it keeps happening.
It's incredible how politicians and pundits can rationalize away Kate Steinle and say we don't want to have any Kate's laws because they're bad for all kinds of reasons and never ever mention the death of an innocent American.
Yeah. And I don't understand bad for all kinds of reasons. And they say that, and you go, okay, why don't you give me a couple? We got more from Bruce after this.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro and installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, this is what it all comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, in this movement and conversation, brought to you by Bernie Sanders, AOC, and the likes, is that, and you hear Donald Trump going, socialism will never work. And I can only hope that socialism would not. I mean, and Bernie Sanders, to some degree, Bruce Thatcher, is right that, America has kind of danced a little bit with the devil when it comes to socialism. We've applied maybe some socialistic thinking. But, when I think about the biggest problems that we have is that it's when we move toward that idea that somehow our products, our productivity can be controlled by, central command, we get into trouble. But when the free markets are allowed to run, people are happier. We answer a lot more problems than we create. Is that fair to say?
It is. The unique, absolutely unique aspect about America's existence is that it was founded on the basis of individual personal freedom, unheard of in the world at that time. And it has been so remarkably successful in improving the lives of millions and millions of people. There's no country in the world that can boast a history of progress and largest developed by its citizens as this free market, free experiment in democracy or Republican democracy. But what it does is, of course, some people don't like it. They don't, people like, in my opinion, Bernie Sanders. Probably would speak, he loves freedom. He loves choice, as long as it's his choice.
Exactly.
Because everybody probably says, I have a better idea on how to do something, but they don't want to test that in the marketplace of ideas or products. They want to have the right to just impose it as an experiment. Can we say affordable health care? We're just going to do this, and then we'll find out what it says after we pass it.
Exactly, Nancy Pelosi. Yes, right.
Because that way I can do my idea. I don't have to convince you of my idea. We'll just do it, and your idea is out the window. It destroys the democracy of ideas, and that's what this nation has been successful with, and we've got a lot of mistakes, but our achievements so vastly outshine our mistakes. I don't see how anybody can look at it and say we're an evil nation, and a lot of people are saying that.
Exactly. Now, you're exactly right, you know, when you consider, I mean, just a moment, pause on that idea, the democracy of ideas. Those ideas would be choked off. I have said repeatedly, with socialism comes mediocrity. This is what you want to do? You want to attain mediocrity? And for some reason, you know, millennials seem to be picked on because they've been unfairly indoctrinated in these universities that we've paid an inordinate amount of money for, and that, here we are, I think student debt's about $1.6 trillion that is amassed to and growing. And that's for the reorientation of our young people. I mean, President Xi in China and the rest of them over there going, wow, could we get people to pay $1 trillion to be indoctrinated? You know, we might be able to get some ROI and make this, you know, these concentration or these camps, these reorientation camps into a profit center, right?
That's right, and it is. This, you mentioned the word equality, and that seems to be the big thing. And people do not appreciate that you have on a continuum at one extreme you have equality and slavery at the extreme, and the other you have freedom. There's always a tension between freedom and equality. And one of the most distressing things to me these days is that our younger generations especially, but everybody's preaching equality, 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 not of opportunity, but equality of end result.
Right.
And
so no matter what you've done, how hard you work, that's irrelevant. It's that we've got to take care of the masses. Everybody is going to be taken care of at the same way, but that never happens, Bruce.
Of course it doesn't.
You know, but that's what people need to consider, the empirical evidence. It all sounds good, you know, what Bernie Sanders is saying and Ocasio-Cortez and the others. It all sounds good on the surface, but you show me an application where that's worked anywhere.
They can't do it. They can't. I mean, even in very small groups and communities where this total communist, total socialist, total utopian equality has been tried in experiment, they've all failed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll find out just like the pilgrims. Hey, let's do this. We're going to, you know, all for one for all. We're going to do that. And you get people that are lazy. They don't want to work. They sit there and they want to, you know, take from the bounty of everybody else's labor. And it was going in the tank and they figured it out real quick. They said, no. From now on, you got to go work and look what happened.
Yeah.
You know, it was like all of a sudden the switch came on. So let's abandon the empirical evidence and all these years of experience. And this is what cracks me up right now is that, you know, why it's even, you know, you hear some of these pundits, oh, it's so close, you know. What Donald Trump has done for this country, what his policies have done for this country, have just been astronomical. And they want to go, oh, let's get rid of Trump and, let's consider Bernie Sanders or Buttigieg or whoever it is the latest flavor of the day, right?
Or the biggest billionaire we have.
You know, or Bloomberg. Yeah, let him buy his way into it. And you listen to Bloomberg, Bruce, and what does he have to offer? I mean, from a business standpoint, I mean, there's some similarities between he and Trump because he understands business. And, you know, but outside of this, like, okay, why do I want to give Bloomberg a shot when I got a guy right now hitting home runs?
It's very interesting. You say you listen to Bloomberg. Would you believe that where I'm living, we never see any ads on Bloomberg because in the primary season, he's focusing on Democratic voters. So right up the highway in Austin, my daughter says, we're flooded with them.
Yes.
Right. And down here where I am, never see them.
Right.
But come general election, I bet we're going to see a lot of them.
Well, without a doubt. Well, could you imagine if the Electoral College, that's another conversation for you and I to have, if some of these states got their way and the Electoral College was destroyed, what would happen?
Well, then we wouldn't hear out here. We wouldn't hear Bloomberg or anybody else, because you got to live. You have to live in metropolitan areas of the coast to hear anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but to hear Buttigieg talk is like, no, it would be fair for everybody. What math are you working with to come up with that? I mean, that is one big fat lie.
And will you define fair?
Yes.
I always get into this when people say it's not fair, and I say, okay, what rules are you referring to?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And also, what is your idea of fair?
Uh-huh.
I mean, because some of them it's quite exposing. You know, I was saying last night and watching the Oscars, I mean, up until the time they opened their mouths, I mean, you gave them the benefit of the doubt. After they opened their mouths, there's no doubt left. I mean, it's like, okay, all right. No.
Fair inevitably means what the person speaking it wants it to mean.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Bruce, in Gun Mania, why did you feel you had to write this book?
Well, I was. We've all hear over and over in mind-numbing repetition how we have more guns in America than any place else on Earth, and that's true.
Right.
But largely irrelevant, and that will maybe turn some people off because they then follow up immediately to say. And that's also very bad. So we have to solve all of this problems of people getting shot with guns by banning guns.
Mm.
And I mentioned a straw man. That's a straw man earlier, and we absolutely refuse to address the tougher problems of what motivates suicide, what circumstances lead to homicide, and address those. Now, some people are in some parts of the country, but not the high visibility speakers among the press and pundits and politicians, because they just want to attack the easy target.
Exactly. Yeah, but yet in these communities that want to do something about it, that are really changing their worlds and doing positive things, those go ignored because that doesn't fit their agenda. And, you know, they've solved the problems. And this is what's happened time and again in this great country of ours, is it's dealt with at the community level, and I think at the most effective point of contact.
I think it's practically the only effective point of contact. It's a local problem.
Mm-hmm.
It rises to national prominence only because it's all over the country, but the problem is local. And it has to be solved local, and there are models for solving it that have been used in this country. So what I've been trying to say with Gun Mania is, hey, let's understand why attacking guns will never solve anything, and let's redirect our efforts toward the underlying problems that lead to suicide.
Exactly. You know, Bruce, my dad would always say in his inimitable wisdom, is Bill, well, he didn't say Bill, he'd say William. He always said William. I knew when he said William, it's time for me to take notes. He says, you always have to use the right tool for the right job.
Exactly.
And here we are once again. Bruce Thatcher, founder of History Speaks Today, his brand new book, Get Your Hands on This, Gun Mania, A New Perspective, What We Must Do to Reduce Shootings, Homicides, Suicides in America. And he really gets into the heart and soul of the issue of what we're dealing with here in America. Available at all usual places and linked on our website at Bill Martinez Live.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.